Welcome to the Soul Savvy Podcast, your home to sneaker culture, community, and connections. Our goal is to provide you with industry insights that you can't find anywhere else, as well as news and stories from the people who helped build sneaker culture into what it is today. From designers to photographers to brand experts, we give you the real scoop on what's going on in the sneaker world as it relates to you, the consumer.
What up, everyone? We have had a nice little streak of entrepreneurial sneaker related podcast discussions over the last little while. So I'm excited today to talk to Riley from Strideline. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You are a Pacific Northwest boy, which means you understand the struggle that I experience in Vancouver, which is like endless amounts of rain Vancouver for us. I love Portland. I love Seattle, love Vancouver, but that rainy weather just sucks me dry in the winters.
You know, we like to lean on those beautiful summers, but reality is it's only somewhere between 2 and 3 months, and the rest of the year it's a little dark, but it's got a lot of redeeming qualities.
Absolutely, like great companies, Soul Savvy, Strideline, birthed in the Pacific Northwest. Let's start a little bit about you. What do people need to know about you, obviously, as a founder of Strideline?
Yeah, well, I started Strideline when I was 18 years old with my best friend, Jake. We had been born and raised in the same neighborhood, rode the bus together since as early as we can remember. And when we were seniors in high school, we started this company with really no idea what we were doing. We knew we were going to the University of Washington together the following year, and we kind of had that summer just to go out there and figure out what we were going to do with our time. And started this company that for the last 13 years has been a pretty wild ride. they're asking me ahead of time, you know, what is my resume look like? What does Jake's look like? You know, what's our background? And I told him, I was like, if you look in our LinkedIn, it's picture perfect, identical. We got the same every step of the way through our whole life, including being born on the a day apart in the same hospital. It's pretty eerie, but we love what we do. We have a lot of fun doing it, and that's kind of the background.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy journey. You know, knowing that you guys pulled together $700 in high school to start the business, which is awesome, and being scrappy and resourceful, but getting to the point where I quote the trademark for you guys is the most comfortable sock on earth. Like that's crazy. And I think important to note to anyone listening, success and being an entrepreneur is not an overnight thing. You guys have now been in business for what, 12 years?
13 years. Yeah.
13 years. What made you want to get started with socks, researching socks?
Yeah. So we were lacrosse players in high school and we were obsessed with it. We were really into our cleats and our gear and everything. And in 2009, when we were big in the high school, colorful crew socks with your lacrosse cleats was everything. And it came out of nowhere. You know, prior to that, it was like leg bands and ankle socks. And people started wearing colorful crew socks, primarily in like Southern California. We were like up in Seattle. We were like, wow, that's a pretty cool look. And so we started this company really with the idea of giving the Seattle lacrosse player their own sock to wear on the field. So our first design had the Seattle skyline on it. We did it a bunch of crazy colors. And it was just like the crazier color combo we could come up with, the better it sold. I mean, we had one that was like brown and yellow. We called it the banana. You know, we just were doing anything we could come up with. And that's really how we got the start. But we quickly realized that, you know, it wasn't just lacrosse players in the area who wanted it. We had, you know, basketball players who wanted it, even got into volleyball and soccer, and really all athletes were looking for socks. And so that's kind of really how we got our start.
Yeah. And it's crazy as you're telling that story. Obviously, I've traveled up and down Vancouver, Seattle, and Portland many times. I remember those socks. I distinctly remember those socks. Being in Seattle for I think it was Kanye West Glow in the Dark tour. Yeah. We drove down from Vancouver, and I remember that skyline sock. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Man, when we started, it was all grassroots. You know, we didn't sell to a retailer or even through Strideline.com for a handful of years. It was all about hitting tournaments. You know, we'd go to SneakerCon, wherever we could get customers who cared about their socks and shoes in front of us, we would set up a booth and sell socks for cash. So that's really our roots.
Absolutely. What was the hardest part about starting a business for you guys, or getting it off the ground? You know, it's one thing to say, "Hey, we're doing this. We have a business," but like really making it tangible. What's kind of, you know, maybe the biggest learning or takeaway for you?
Yeah, for us, we started really slow, and that was a challenge, and also to our benefit, given how young we were when we started. You know, we didn't have any really formal entrepreneurial education. We were 18 when we did it. And we just used our high school graduation money. You know, there's no formal funding round or anything of that nature. It was socks for cash for really 3 years. And that was a challenge, of course. You know, we weren't paying ourselves salary for years. You know, we weren't covering any expenses. It was just like, how can we get enough cash in the bank account to place our next order for socks to our factory? And so, you know, we were college students at the University of Washington at the time. And, you know, I was working at a pizza restaurant while playing for the UW lacrosse team. Jake was coaching a local high school team. And we were running this thing on the side while going to school and having, you know, the life of any college student does. So really difficult to balance all of that together and still drive the business forward. But, you know, keep your eye on what's important and what matters. It was a crazy time in life. But one I'll, of course, remember is some of the most special years.
Yeah. And I think important to note for anyone listening who might be thinking about starting their business, and even from my experience on my second kind of company here, is it takes a lot of little victories and grinding, and sometimes just not making any progress and being in a standstill state, so you can learn and just become better as a person, as an entrepreneur, before, you know, that success can take off and you see that moment where you're like, oh shit, this is working. Well, and I say that because I think a lot of people in this era now of the internet expect everything to happen almost overnight and immediately. Whereas the reality is like, it can take years, and patience is super important, and commitment to that craft as well.
Yeah. I always think about some of these brands that people talk about, oh man, that really blew up overnight. And it so oftentimes seems that way, but there was years of preparation and failure leading up to that. And I, you know, Strideline is a growing brand, but by no means, you know, a huge national brand that people would know about. You know, we're a grassroots brand ourselves. We've been at it for 13 years. And yeah. I surely hope and in some ways expect Strideline to feel at some point like a blew up out of nowhere type brand. But the reality is there's a lot of grinding that went on for many years before you get to that point where you're ready to explode.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you guys get to the point of making this sock so comfortable? And it's interesting. So we partnered together. We supplied a pair of Strideline socks with every Soul Savvy full order, our sneaker. It's amazing. But it's funny, every person we sent the package to, the first reaction is, I love the sneaker. Oh my God, amazing. And then a couple of days later, they circle back with me like, what are these socks? Where are these from? I'm like, well, there's a flyer in there, but let me explain to you. And everyone's always follow up is like, these are amazingly comfortable. How do you guys get to that point of making a comfortable sock? Because I think to the average consumer, they might just go, it's, you don't have to give me your trade secret. All right. But everyone goes, it's just cotton, or it's just material that hugs my foot. Like it can't be that serious. How do you get to that point?
Well, first of all, I hadn't heard that, but that's awesome to hear. That's true. Everything we could possibly hope to hear from customers putting their feet in Strideline socks. The answer for us is we did all of our own sourcing for many, many years, still do, but in our younger years, did our sourcing by just flying out to the factory, wherever it may be, and sitting there and sampling with their technicians, with their machines, with their yarn, over and over and over again. And we've worked with factories ranging from Istanbul, Turkey, where we first started, to the Philippines, where we produce now. Domestically, we've been to Salt Lake City, we've been to Taiwan, China, you know, all over. The amount of time that we've spent in sock factories over the last 13 years between the two of us is a tremendous amount of hours. And with that came a ton of iteration, Again, as 18-year-olds, we know nothing about socks. You know, we went out there and just started. We wear socks. We're athletes ourselves. We care about sneakers and how our socks look and feel as well. Mm-hmm. So for us, it was a trial and error, and it took many years. And our first sock was awful. I'm here to tell you. And I've kept in iteration from every phase of the Stryline sock throughout the years. And I always go back to that first one we made, and it was truly a special sock, but nothing I would sell today and be proud of the quality. But with every order that we placed, there was iterations at the factory. And that's really how we've gotten to the quality. It's really just a test and learn over the course of over a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it speaks to the iteration and commitment to just making a product better with time. Is there one piece to the sock, getting really nerdy around the socks, that you find is just important to people's comfort, that you felt like unlocked what you guys are doing as a business?
Yeah, I find that the materials themselves, I'm always blown away at how many different types of yarn and the percentages of yarn that you can knit into a sock. You know, you hear the big brands like Lululemon talking about their Luon and various different fabrics and yarns that they have. But when you really get into it, you can weave so much into a sock, and all of them have different qualities. Some of them keep your feet warm. Some of them breathe really well. Some of them wick sweat. Some of them don't. There are treatments that you can put your socks through. You know, you can wash them in different antimicrobials. You can put, you know, copper in the sock. The more I learn, the more I realize how much you truly can do for sock. It's a really a fascinating item, and your feet are such an important piece of your body.
Absolutely.
I think everyone's had bad days where you're either wearing shoes that rub you the wrong way, or your socks are too thin, or whatever it may be, or you're sweaty, and it can ruin your whole day if you don't have the right thing on your foot. It's an important part of the body. So, you know, for me, I think about the materials that we use, and we're really, really mindful about what we use and how much of it we use, with an intention of creating a sock that's sweat wicking, that supports performance, and ultimately have customers wearing it for the first time thinking, wow, this really is the most comfortable sock on earth.
Collect is a first of its kind peer-to-peer member marketplace app that allows you to buy, sell, and trade your sneakers, a first in the industry, with no fees paid to Soul Savvy. On top of that, you can showcase and manage your entire collection from the app. We built this to empower buyers so prices are lower and more fair. Learn more about Collect at www.soulsavvy.com/collect.
How did you feel when you saw Marshawn Lynch wearing your guys' socks, and how did that come about?
Marshawn has been just an absolute GU. He is the most organic supporter of Stryline we could have ever asked for. He wore our socks in a game without us paying him. We didn't even really talk directly to him prior to it. We kind of backdoored some socks into the Seahawks locker room, just trying to get free promotional product out and hoping, you know, it surfaces someday on the internet. We thought maybe there'd be like a picture that one of the Seahawks would post, and we'd like grab that and be like, oh, cool, we can use this for our socials. This was in 2013, and the Seahawks were playing the Falcons, I believe, in the playoffs. And Marshawn, you know, whole first half goes by, we don't really think anything of it, but he gets either into the end zone or there's a close up of his foot at one point. And we see like a Seattle skyline in our like classic navy white lime green sock. And we're like, oh my God, is he wearing it in a game? You know, we didn't think it would actually make it on the field in a game, much less in a highly televised playoff game. And I remember sitting there on the couch, and I'm just with a bunch of buddies, and you know, they know about Stryline, but it's a side project at that point. It's not even a brand or a business. It's a project. And that close up, and they showed it again, and we were just like, oh my God, Marshawn. It was the first moment where it's like, wow, all this work we're putting into this like side hustle, it really could be a real thing. And it was a very sobering and exciting moment for us. And since then, you know, we reached out to Marshawn and we said, hey, we're the guys who made these socks. And he's just been a tremendous supporter of the brand. So we've done a lot more partnerships with him throughout the years in beast mode. But he continues to be, anytime we reach out, he's always available and just a really authentic, organic supporter of the brand.
That's amazing. As a entrepreneur, there's nothing better than that, because it's one thing to quote unquote an influencer to promote your product, but it's another thing when someone genuinely loves the product and wants to support it, and that fit is like is organic and it's genuine, and that seeps through every possible type of marketing, which you always want to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over the years, obviously you guys have been in business for 13 years. Is there a project or moment or opportunity that you got to work on that you know still resonates with you as like your favorite opportunity over this decade long run? And it sounds like Marshawn might be somewhere in the top five at least, but stories that come to mind.
Marshawn was maybe the first tremendous opportunity that really really gave this brand some life. Honestly, think that the project that we've been working our way towards over the course of a lot of years is getting the NFL license for our socks to actually put the logos and the teams and officially partner with the league. And we just signed that contract earlier this month. So after, 13 years of reaching out to NFL players, being huge NFL fans ourselves, ultimately partnering with the NFL Players Association, we finally got ourselves to getting the NFL license itself. So that's launching over the next month on Stryland.com and through various retailers. And that's a testament to many, many years of everyone at Strideline, building a brand that's worthy of partnering with the NFL.
Yeah, that's amazing. It makes me think there's a lot of opportunities for you guys as a business in the sneaker consumer vertical. I think we've seen socks is now part of fashion and how you style your shoes and how you wear them. And obviously why we partnered together. How important do you think socks are to an everyday consumer? One from health and a second perspective from fashion, because I'm going through your guys' website, I see you have done a variety of different kind of like graphic approaches and styles outside of your traditional Strideline sock.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, I think socks and shoes inherently go hand in hand, and they're both tremendously important to your look, to your feel, and how you ultimately present yourself. Our goal really at Strideline is to build a brand that is about quality but stays relevant and cool to our audience and our customer base. And I think about basics. We sell a lot of basic socks now, so it doesn't even have crazy colors or skylines or logos. We're selling white and black and gray socks. That is a product that everyone in the world sells. You got so many brands, Hanes and Fruit of the Loom. It's an incredibly competitive space, but one that really doesn't have a whole lot of innovation. Relevant brands that really can pair well with an outfit or sneakers, and also deliver quality products. So for us, whether it is a custom sock, a sports licensed sock, a colorful sock, or just a basic, for us, our priority is building a product that A, has a brand attached to it that's relevant, and B, has the quality that is worthy of our customers' attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And the quality is amazing. I should have just taken more socks out of the giant pile of socks that you guys sent us. But I was being fair, and I grabbed only one pair.
Wow.
What kind of socks and shoes do you think pair best together? Or do you have any favorite pairings? Or even right now, I'm hoping you're wearing some sneakers on feet, but you might not be. How do you feel with that?
I'll tell you what, when I was right out of college, I go through phases. My shoe has gone through a heavy Jordan phase. And then sometimes, I'm into just white sneakers and super plain. The sneaker for me that like got me into sneakers and got me excited was when I got a pair of Bugs Bunny 8 Jordans. Which was, my first entrance into like, wow, I have a cool pair of shoes. And when I go somewhere, someone compliments them or they care about them, And it was so exciting to have a sneaker that people cared about. And you grow up and you know, I didn't come from a family that was all around having a look or spending money on clothes or really doing anything that was outside of just some, you know, modest clothing. So that was kind of my favorite shoe that I ever owned. And we used to do crazy colors. You know, we'd have a red, black, white Skyline sock that I would pair with that. And that was it for me. Nowadays, I got to admit, I'm starting to get a whole lot more basic with my shoes and my socks. And I don't know if that's my age or if I'm just becoming less cool as I age, but yeah, white pair of sneakers with a low sock is almost what I'm wearing, you know, 80% of the time now.
Yeah, we're going to, one, make sure you have a pair of Society 4s, and two, find the perfect pairing to accent your pair. You know, and we got some nice green black going, some Seahawks vibes if we
okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Something I want to end on, because I think as an entrepreneur and founder, you know, there's a new business being created every day. And now more than ever, there's a lot of opportunity to create something from nothing. What is a piece of advice you would give to someone out there who's thinking of starting a company or doing something on their own because they're passionate about it? What's a piece of advice you would give them, or even yourself, if you could go back 13 years at this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think the first thing I'd say is pick a business or a category that you love, that you're personally interested in, know a lot about, and are passionate. You know, for us, we were lacrosse players at the time, and we built a sock for lacrosse players. And that was like what got our start. We've, of course, changed a lot as a business, but we got into a product that we ourselves were consumers of. So it made it easy to figure out, hey, what's going to be relevant? What is a good sock versus a bad sock? We were our own audience. And I'd encourage anyone starting a business to do something that gets them excited thinking about, or a product that they themselves would want to use and love. It keeps it fun. It keeps it interesting. And that's kind of the you know, the running a business.
Yeah. I mean, running a business, starting a company, all that stuff is a lot of hard work and long hours and days and months and years. So as much passion as you can have in it, the easier it's going to make, even though it's still going to be really hard, but that love for that topic is really key. For us, it was, you know, helping people get sneakers so they can wear it. For you guys, it was making the most comfortable sock in the world. And for someone else is, you know, again, if you're passionate about something, you can become the best at it. And that's a great reason to try to start your own business. There's plenty of opportunity out there, especially now.
Absolutely.
Where can the people, you know, find out more about Strideline, keep a tab on the business, hit us with the good old podcast plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, follow our socials at Strideline. Strideline.com is where we're going to launch all of our newest and best. So I think we got a lot of really cool stuff coming over the coming months. And then, you know, we do sell through a lot of the bigger retailers, Costco, Target, Fanatics, Dick's Sporting Goods, are some of the biggest ones. So you can find them a lot of places and keep an eye out for new styles coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Follow them, buy the socks, try them. And I think the reorder, I'm assuming your guys' lifetime customer value once they buy one sock is pretty good. So give it a shot, whether you do it online or find a pair in person, you won't regret it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Riley, thanks for joining us. It's always good to talk to another founder building a company and sharing some expertise and wisdom with our audience.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Soul Savvy Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on social media at Soul Savvy with 1V on all platforms. To learn more about Soul Savvy and join our community, please visit www.soulsavvy.com/join.